Hi, it's Kiffin Lobates here and video two in what apparently is going to become a series on play to earn games and crypto games. And in the previous video, I was talking about what I think can be labeled the fundamental theory of economics of play to earn games. But Mark Skinner pointed out to me that there is an even more fundamental issue than that one. And it's so obvious that it's really easily overlooked and it's ignored a surprising amount of the time. And the rule is simply this: if you are making a game, whether it be play to earn or a conventional game, the fact remains that it has to be fun to play. Now, fun comes in a lot of different shapes and sizes, and what one person finds fun, another person might find the most boring thing on the planet. Plus, you can substitute fun for earning, and that is the trap that play-to-earn games fall into. They think we can make a mediocre or even terrible game, but because we've tacked play-to-earn on it, people will come and play it anyway because the earning replaces the need for fun. Now, that can work in the short term if you're looking for people who are making a quick profit and will then exit when the economic system collapses and the game is no longer profitable. But if you want to have a sustainable crypto game, it has to be fun. And it turns out that designing a fun game is surprisingly hard. Now, you don't need to have flashy graphics. For example, Crispin Courtney pointed me at a game called Universal Paperclips, which looks like it was, in fact, it probably was implemented in 1990s JavaScript, but I found it immensely compelling to the point that I wasted almost an entire day on it. Except I didn't waste an entire day on it because I very much enjoyed it at the time, and it's informed a lot of my attitudes about games since. So on the flip side, some people are taken in by wonderful, slick looking graphics. But again, another example of a game that has mediocre graphics but amazing gameplay is Minecraft. So it shows you that you don't have to hire a large studio in order to make a compelling game. If the underlying game mechanism is good and sound, it'll be entertaining. But all too often, the play-to-earn games out there are second-rate knockoffs of existing games that are out there with play-to-earn tacked on, and therefore the hope that that'll attract enough people in the early days that the investors can exit with their stake massively multiplied. Unfortunately, that converts your play-to-earn game into nothing more than a pyramid scheme or a Ponzi scheme. So that's today's video on play-to-earn. Thank you, Mark Skinner, for pointing out the thing that I overlooked in the previous video. And look out for the next one, where I hope to go into the economics of games a little bit more. Bye for now.